Stand by for Vanguard Radio, investigative exclusive from Craig Cobb.
Hey, this is Dee. How can I help you?
Hi, Dee. This is Craig Cobb of Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network, ma'am.
Yes.
And I guess you know why I'm calling. And I was hoping you could speak briefly about Marissa. And I saw you said what a beautiful person she was. Were you working, ma'am, the last night when she disappeared, the last day there, July 4th?
No, I wasn't. Mm. You know what? Mm. I think that we've already been interviewed with all this, and we kind of all would like to put it to a rest.
Yeah, our listeners at Vanguard are taking an inordinate interest in it. And
okay.
I was, because she was such an innocent person and so young,
right,
wish you could just give me a few minutes about it, because it's a tragedy that's being replayed in America, and We'd like to see impressionable girls become a little bit more aware of who they're involved with, I should say.
Right.
If you know what I mean. I guess he was a felon.
Yes. And can I give you someone else that knows her personally?
Yeah, I would like that.
And was a neighbor, a real good friend of the family and everything.
I'd like that. There? Yes, ma'am, Dee.
Okay. Hang on, please. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dee?
No, Glenda.
Hi, Glenda. My name is Craig Cobb. I'm with Vanguard Radio, ma'am, of the Vanguard News Network.
Mm-hmm.
And I was calling Dee to talk about Marissa, of course. And she had said, of course, I'm sure everyone wants to forget it, in a sense. I mean, it's very painful.
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling Dee our listeners have an inordinate interest in her case, because she was such a young woman with so much promise in life. And we were struck by her beauty. And Dee was saying you were a friend of hers, a close friend.
Mm-hmm.
And could I ask you a few questions, just briefly, ma'am?
Sure. Where are you out of?
Vanguard Radio. We're actually based in Kirksville, Missouri, which is close to your state. And we do radio interviews quite regularly. But Marissa was 20, is that right, ma'am?
Right.
And she disappeared, of course, on July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see her that day? Did you work with her?
Yes.
Could I ask you about her relationship with Shantez? Is that his name, Glenda?
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about her relationship.
And you were one of her best friends, or her best friend, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
You were her best friend?
No, we weren't best friends. But
very close.
She, for a couple of years, went out with my son.
Oh, I see.
When she was in high school.
Oh, I see. So you're a little older. You were kind of a mentor to her, and a friend, yeah. I bet you wish now that your son would have been able to stay involved with her.
Well, they were very close. He was a pallbearer.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty painful to hear.
She was at my house. I had a 4th of July party. She was there on the 3rd.
Yeah, her dad said that I guess she may have called him from your house then. She was going to a fireworks display at 11:30 or something.
This was on the 4th. She was at my house on the 3rd.
Oh, pardon me. Yes, ma'am. I see. And in all this time, she'd never let... Do you think that Shantez is making these things up about her? In other words, was he stalking her, perhaps?
Yes, he was.
He was?
Yes.
She told you that?
She told some of the girls that work here.
And did she say she didn't even know him? Or, I mean, do you think they ever went out? Her dad said, has been quoted as saying they did not.
I don't think they did either.
You don't think they did?
No. He was going out with a woman in the dorm that she went to school with in Southern.
Well, was
she met him.
Right, but he wasn't a student, so.
No.
But was that woman a friend of Marissa's? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't even know who it was.
Was she a beautiful blonde girl as Marissa was?
I don't know.
Oh. And so he was stalking her. There was a police report, I guess, she filed at one point, Glenda.
Mm-hmm.
And did she tell you about that instance when they had the fight about the car keys, allegedly? At least this is the report online.
Right. I never knew about this until afterwards. The girls, she had told the girls, some of the other girls working here.
Was she very frightened of him? Extremely so, if I may ask?
I believe so, yes.
Did she know he was a convicted felon and he'd been to prison 3 times?
I'm not sure about that. But I'm sure she was aware. But he'd been leaving her threatening phone calls, from what I hear, and the girls were telling me. And
good Lord, at the floodwaters?
Huh?
At home or at the floodwaters?
On her cell phone.
Gosh, I wish she would have reported those to the police.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful to hear that. Do you know what he said?
No.
Well, he's being held on $1 million bail, I guess. And do you know that July 4th in the black community is considered sort of a traditional gathering, or some might say wilding day, and that oftentimes they go to discotheques in rural areas or small cities where there are suburban crowds?
No, I didn't know that.
I was wondering if perhaps he might have sought to have her as his companion on that special day, special for him.
I don't know.
Could you tell us a little bit about Marissa, just a little bit? What she was like? I mean, she has the most extraordinary pale blue eyes, and her genetics are just incredible.
Yes. Did you see pictures of her?
We've seen one. I wish we could see more.
Yes. She's very beautiful. She was, she was just very, I used to always call her a princess when she came to my house, and she was cool with my son. She was my princess. She was just, you know, sunshine. She could walk into her room, and it took 5 minutes, you know, if she didn't know you or you didn't know her, and 5 minutes later, you loved her.
Was she very tall?
Yes, she was like 5'6", 5'7", 5'7", probably.
And you know, Glenn, I saw she was studying to be forensic pathologist, one report.
Yes.
Is that true?
Isn't that bizarre? Yeah.
You know, I've noticed, I've conversed sometime. I'm much older than, I'm probably your contemporary, but I when I converse with young women, I notice a great lot of them are studying criminal this, criminal that. It's it's almost like it's a growth industry, and or the schools are dovetailing these young girls in there because of their maternal instincts or something. Has that ever occurred to you, or have you noticed that yourself?
I don't know. Really noticed.
Do you do?
A very, very smart girl.
She was? Do you know her IQ?
God, yeah.
It was very high, was it?
Very high, yeah. She was an honor student.
I tell you, it's really hard to hear these things from you.
I just, you know, I wonder if maybe she befriended him because she thought she could help him. Mm-hmm. She was, you know, you wonder that.
Are you angry? Do you
I'm very angry.
Well, yes, ma'am. I'm glad to hear that, too. But specifically, I wonder, has it ever occurred to you, too, that the political correctness in this country, which is so endemic, pandemic now, has taught these girls without teaching them the facts. For instance, the Department of Justice, I'll tell you, and I can prove it to you, the Department of Justice is the boss of the FBI, and they have on their website the fact that black Americans are 7 times as likely to murder as whites. And, you know, our government warns us about smoking and alcohol and pregnancy and everything else. Why don't they warn us, our young children, about this, especially the women? Has that occurred to you?
Yeah. Yes.
That's occurred to you?
Yes.
So would you personally, morally hold these politically correct people who propagandize this Marxism in our universities responsible for Marissa's death, these professors and such?
No.
You wouldn't go that far?
No.
But these are educated, erudite people with advanced degrees. They know these things. Do you see what I mean?
Right. Right.
Did Marissa, it's a little sensitive for me to ask you, do you think she was a fan of hip-hop music, MTV and such?
She liked hip-hop music. She loved country music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's kind
she
of a cross.
She loved country music.
Was she a good dancer?
No, not really.
She told you she wasn't?
I've seen her.
Did you ever meet her sister, Erica, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And her sister's younger, right?
Right, 15.
Is she as so beautiful as Marissa?
She is. She's got real dark curly hair.
Did you know Mr. and Mrs. Tharp?
Yes.
You'd been to their house or they'd been to yours?
Yes. I was down there last week to see him.
And Mr. Tharp, may I ask, ma'am, I hope this doesn't sound like a stupid question. but is he mourning or angry? Does he fluctuate? What is a father's mood in that case? Is it more anger?
He's really not. I haven't seen really anger in him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did the day after.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just, he's a guy that doesn't really, you know, talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see him, he talks continuously. He doesn't mm-hmm. shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unlike him, but he just talks about things just to talk, I think, so he's not quiet and nothing's quiet, and
mm-hmm.
he worries about everybody else, you know, how's everybody else doing, and
mm-hmm.
and
is he a Christian man?
Yes, he is.
Could I ask his denomination?
They are members of the First Christian Church in Keithsburg.
Keithsburg?
Mm-hmm.
That's in Illinois, then.
Right.
Would you mind, could I leave you my number? Would you ask if he might consider calling me or my email? I don't know if you'd want to go so far. I understand.
To ask Kenny?
Yeah.
Oh. Sure.
Okay. And, gosh, there's so much I could talk about this for hours, and I know our listeners are extraordinarily upset. And they see this happening all over the country. You know, one attorney who posts on our site likened East St. Louis to Zimbabwe, the North American branch.
Mm-hmm.
And Glenda, thank you very much for talking with me.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Lieutenant Gano.
Lieutenant Gano, this is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network. And I'm calling, sir, about the case of Marissa Tharp and this accused murderer, Shantez Hairston. And, of course, the Davenport police had some involvement in some past alleged altercations between those two. And I was hoping...
is this the St. Louis thing?
Well, East St. Louis, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Approximately where
our
body was found.
We're not releasing any information on that. Anything will have to come from the investigating agency.
Yeah, I had read, Lieutenant Gano, I had read a Quad City Times piece in which Captain Struckman was quoted.
Mm-hmm. And since that time, all information will have to be coming from the investigating agency.
I see, sir. Well, could I ask you, who made that decision? Is that the FBI, because there are several states involved?
That's just by our rules and regulations.
Oh, I see. But let me see now. Is there any way, if I may ask you, could Vanguard News Network purchase? Some districts do allow certain police reports to be released if you pay the fee and so forth.
No. At this time, it's all been forwarded to the investigating agency.
But could you at least say, again, that's your agency. That is not the FBI doing that, right?
I have no idea what the FBI is doing. I can only tell you what we're doing, and we're not releasing any information. It's all coming from the investigative agency.
Could I ask, just as a police officer, you know, you're a lieutenant with an advanced degree, I'm sure. In general, when a crime or murder involves several states or more than one state, does the FBI get involved?
That depends on the jurisdiction that's handling it and whether they need assistance from them
mm-hmm.
and whether it meets the criteria for the FBI to become involved.
Right. But in this case, I mean, a judge has an order to quash discussion of the case, right? That's the police chief, I guess, right?
No, it's by our rules and regulations, and I believe there's something in our statutes that we don't release information when another agency is involved.
Oh, I see. So... When this article appeared in the Quad City Times, quoting David Struckman, Captain Struckman, that was prior to the other agency getting involved?
Correct.
But they knew that a murder had occurred.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know we're not releasing any information.
Well, I'm just trying to get the chronology.
Mm-hmm. I understand that,
but
we're still not releasing any information.
Okay. Could I just ask a general question about police education? Does Davenport Police, do they educate young people, for instance, to be... this is a different topic, but do they educate, you know, children to be aware of predators on the street? A lot of communities have this sort of public education. Does Davenport have such a program, I wonder?
Yeah, it's not a formalized program, but we do have officers that work in the schools that would present that sort of data, yeah.
Oh, I see. And also, they actually visit the schools.
Right.
Let me ask you, you do know that the Department of Justice is senior to the FBI, do you not?
Okay, what are you trying to get at here?
Well, what I'm trying to get at is the Department of Justice on their website, in other words, they've educated me to this fact, apprised the American public that black Americans are 7 times as likely to murder as white Americans.
And your point is?
Well, that's a teaching point that our government, our federal government, is teaching us. Mm-hmm. But I guess as you bring me around to my point, my question to you would be, what do you think, why aren't communities like Davenport involved in using this federal data that's been gathered the same way as smoking is deleterious to the health?
Okay.
One might say that blacks can be deleterious to the health statistically.
Okay, we're ending this conversation.
Why is that? You don't want to discuss federal
no,
federal
we're ending
information?
The discussion now.
Okay. Why are you intimidated by it, sir? Are
Have
you intimidated
nice
by truth?
Have a nice day.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Please stay tuned to Vanguard Radio for more updates to this story and other investigative exclusives. Also visit govnn.com and vnnforum.com. The Aryan Alternative: news and views for whites you won't find anywhere else. The Aryan Alternative is a print publication of uncensored news for whites. Issue 2 is available now. Be the first in your neighborhood to distribute news without the Jews by ordering 100 copies for $12 through the Vanguard News Network. Visit govnn.com for ordering information. The Aryan Alternative and the Vanguard News Network. No Jews, just right.
You're listening to Vanguard Radio.